we go. The opinions and views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the Mortgage Dudes only, and not those of Equity Resources Incorporated or Greentree Mortgage Services. We're not crazy. Think of them as your slightly odd, yet occasionally hilarious uncles that are very knowledgeable about mortgages. I will say, together they have over 45 years of experience in the housing market, and that may or may not have included bourbon, beer, and cigars. They are here to enlighten and entertain, and we cannot be responsible for the language or jokes. So buckle up and be ready. Things are about to get interesting.
We know you, as a human, live off your net, okay? In lending, we look at your gross,
stupid.
Which basically
both
means
both sides. Dum dum dum. All right.
Hey everybody, welcome to Mortgage Dudes. I'm Shane Marzullo, and this is my partner in crime, Ed, the fisherman, mortgage man, loan man, whatever man you want to call him, farmer man.
I'm sitting here
Maloney.
In Cape Cod
he
today.
Is the
We've
man.
Got some snow going on. We've got a lobster, a crab sign, and a sweatshirt. What the F? What the fin? Not what the... And let's start this day off, Shane. What topic do we want to jump into first?
There's a bunch of stuff. I do have a question for you. So,
it's
snow,
Cape
you said
Cod,
there's snow in
just a light
right
snow.
Now, correct?
Nothing real. Just spitting.
Okay. So, yeah... All right. We're in Toledo, Ohio area. Not a huge, I mean, last month I was all gone in Florida. So we got like a cold spell and that was it. And then we got snow and my wife kept checking the cameras and the snow. She's like, well, what are we going to do when we get home? I'm like, I'm going to let the weather melt it. So
this has been a great year. We haven't got a lot of snow. I keep my fingers crossed that we continue to get none.
Yep. Yeah, that's how I like it. I am totally not a snow fan. I have a client who actually sold their home and moved farther up in Michigan. And I'm like, and I'm kind of from that area. I go, you realize there's snow there, right? They're like, oh yeah, we love it. I'm like, oh, where you're moving? You're going to really love it because it's a lot of snow. So... more power to them, but no. When we were in Florida, so every year my wife and I, we have an RV and we love to go camping, and we took it to Florida for we were there for 3 weeks, and everybody's always like, oh, I don't want to bother you on vacation, and I'm like, I'm not fucking on vacation. A vacation for me, okay, is I don't have a phone on, I don't talk to you. I am gone. I am out of the world. I haven't had that since I was probably like 22. So we are working remotely and we are in a world of, as long as I have my laptop and my phone,
I get on my boat 45 times last year. I've always said, it's not where my ass is, it's where my mouth and ears are. I have people all the time say, can I reach you when you're out on your boat? I'm like, absolutely. I also have an associate, Brian, if let's say I'm way offshore, but that happens twice a year. But yeah, 21 years in this, 20 plus years for you. We don't take vacations. We live life fully. We work from wherever we are, and we share mortgage information. So let's get into that. What topic do you want to jump into for our audience on mortgages today, my brother?
So I thought this was a good one. Yeah, this, so mortgage myths is always, there's always so many out there, but one of the big things is, and we're still getting it, and I just scratch my head all the time, and I'm like, it's 20% down. I'm like, look at people like, well, we heard you have to have 20% down. I'm like, no,
I think,
not at all. Who's telling you that? Well, my parents said this.
Yeah, I think historically we have parents, grandparents, we have people
accurate.
That just are very intelligent in other ways, but have read one thing. So in my world, forget about just first-time buyers, but let's take first-time buyers. And we're up in Mass where it's affluent, people have a lot of money and stuff. I would say less than 10% of my first-time buyers, much less, have 20% down. And that's the unique, purple unicorn. Purple unicorn. We'll talk about this guy later. But, yeah. You know, the normal people have 3% down, 5% down. We're going to talk a bit about that. There's 100% financing, yeah. USDA, VA, different state bond programs. But majority of the clients can come up with 3% down. That's going to open up Home Possible, Home Ready. Yeah. And one of the big myths there is, as you said, well, where can we get our money? I'll spit out some ideas, then you can. One, your tax refund. Two, a loan against your 401k. Not a loan from your parents. Not a loan from the loan shark. Not a loan from your credit card. No. But could you sell your motorcycle? Sure. Could you get a gift from five different people? Sure. Shane, some other ideas of down payment.
I mean, as far as the, you know, selling stuff, it's just documentation on our side. It, you know, don't, you know, if you sell a four wheeler, hey, we gotta see where it started and where it gone. So don't go crazy. I'm like, oh, the guy gave me $2,000 in cash.
Have a bill of sale. Have a check. Right. Have the pieces.
Yeah. And a lot of times people will put stuff on Craigslist. I'm like, if Craigslist or Marketplace, I'm like, that's perfect because I can source that. I can take a snapshot of that. We can use that. Say, hey, this is what it was. We can do like some type of value check to see what it gives a value because that's part of Fannie's and Freddie's thing to make sure someone's not overpaying.
Well, stupid guidelines, but that brings up like weddings. They've loosened up the guidelines. If you can prove you're married and this, that. There are just so many ways to get that 3% down. And sometimes the 100% financing is fine. I've got a lot of veterans, but be ready to put some money at risk. In my state, it's the deposit money that's at risk. Be ready to have some money for closing costs and prepaids. Yes, sometimes you get the sellers, but in markets that are tighter inventory, you want to be there. The myth is 20%. It's bullshit.
Well, and that's, that's the thing, too, is a lot of people think, you know, like, I find, you know, one, when it comes to the whole myth about 20% down, you know, I feel that a lot of that came from, you know, like you said, grandma, grandpa, and everything back in the earlier 70s, early 80s. But then in 2009, when we had that crash, a lot of stuff, you know, banks started tightening up and are like, oh, you need 15% or 20%, you know, and that was like a myth. I'm like, no, you can still get away with 5% or 10% down. Yeah, they did get away from the 100% financing or the 3%.
Well, right after 2008, you remember the only thing you could get was FHA for under 20% unless you had a 700 plus credit score and 10% down in assets. But that was a 3-year window. Yep. But back to where you came from initially, it's a myth. Yep. It's a misunderstanding. I say, you know what? Down payment, there's plenty of options. Don't have that be the thing that becomes your purple unicorn that holds you back from the next step.
Yeah.
What's another good topic?
And that's it. I'll tell you what, grant programs. And so pretty much every state has some form of grant program to help homeowners. I lend in Michigan and Ohio. Ohio or Michigan has what they call MISHTA, and they can go up to like, I believe it's $7,500 or $10,000. Either way, it's money that they'll give you if you
qualify. That's a big piece. And sometimes you got to qualify on income, or for us, the city of Worcester will give you money. I think the summary on this, Shane, is there's grant programs. There's a million different ways to get down payment. Come to us, the mortgage dudes. Yeah. Let's talk through your situation. Yeah. Maybe it's selling an ATV. Maybe it's getting a gift. Maybe it's a combination of five different things to get your down payment. But let's get over that myth and move you to, with time and a plan, anyone can attain home ownership.
Right.
So let's get past that myth. What do you think is another good subject after this one, my brother?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think... So let's talk about some of the requirements actually on that. A lot of times people don't realize, I'm like, there are some benefits. You know, one, they want you a first time home buyer or person who hasn't owned a home for the last 3 years. Ohio has a great program we use OPA? A lot. It's better than Michigan's, I feel. And the they give, you know, 2.5% or 5% of a grant. So basically that covers your whole down payment. And a lot of times people don't realize when you're buying a home, there's two things that's required: down payment and closing costs. Now, the down payment can be, you know, by you, gift from mom, all that stuff that Ed and I talked about. You know, grants, closing costs, they can, that's something that you can pay for. The seller can actually pay for a percentage of them. You know, again, part of that grant money. And so we've gotten, with the Ohio grant, many times we've gotten these first-time home buyers, a 5% grant, covered their full down payment, plus, you know, portion of their closing costs, then had the seller pay some of the closing costs for them. They're walking into this house zippo, no money. You know, now, that being said, there are some things with that grant. One, if you sell the home within like 7 years or refinance, you have to pay that grant back in Ohio. You have to have your income can't be too much. The home purchase price can't be too much. There's if you're like a hero status, like nurse, doctor, fireman, police, teacher. There's a few other people they allow. Then they give you like a little enhanced rate. If you just graduated in the last 4 years, they call it grant for grads. They give you an enhanced rate, which is, they're really willing to work with you and help you make it affordable, which is a huge thing to do, because I think that's important for people. They don't realize, like, well, I don't have the money. How am I going to get down? Well, it's real simple.
And it's just, there's make programs the phone out call, there. Get the knowledge. We up here in Mass for about, they thought it'd be 18 months. Yep. It lasted 20 weeks. We had a Mass Dreams program through the state, giving up 25 grand or 50 grand, depending on your location. But yeah, and that went like hotcakes.
Oh, right, no shit.
Roof, gone. But so I agree with you. Wow. The myth. I think we've covered that really, really well of down payment. I think the other issue for a lot of people is, how do I qualify on income? Well, you know what? We've got W-2 income, but what if I don't quite qualify on my own, but I know I can afford the house because my boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, has crap credit, makes a lot of money, but can't be on the loan. So a couple ideas for me on that is non-occupant co-borrower, that could be a parent. They go on the loan with you. Now you qualify. Or maybe you refinance a car or a truck out of your name. Now your debts are lower. If mom or dad, let's say there is no significant other, you know you can own a home, but you're not quite there, but you plan on renting out rooms. Have mom or dad come on the loan with you and then rent out rooms. I could talk about Cape Cod or all of Massachusetts. We've got firemen, policemen, teachers. They're paying $1,500 for one room on Cape Cod. It's insane. It is insane. Now, a starter home on Cape Cod, though?
Ain't here.
Starter. Like, needs work. $450. Your world, a starter home, $150 in some cases.
Probably, I mean, within a decent reason, it's anywhere between, and it depends on the area. Let's just say anywhere between $120 to $170.
So what we're trying to talk about here is markets are different, but the philosophy is the same. We've gotten over the myth of down payment. As far as qualifying, I've had people come to me, I've talked to three mortgage people, sat in my office and walked away and goes, why didn't anyone answer these damn questions the way you did? Why didn't anyone go through my debt to income and say I can refinance a car, I can get mom to co-sign with me? Why did they do this? Because they don't use their noggin.
Because they don't think. These loan officers are like baby birds, and all they want with their fat little mouth, like, feed me, feed me. Here's an idea. Get off your ass, think, and help the person. It drives me completely freaking insane. I just wanted to scream at them. You know, look, we're here to help people. At the end of the day, we're here to help you. Yeah, we're trying to help you get afford a home, but we're not going to put you in something that you can't afford, because the last thing I want is you calling me going, you son of a bitch, Shane, you talked me into this house and now I got a house payment and I can't afford it and blah, blah, blah. No, that's not how we operate. You know, it's, you know, the one thing we know, you as a human live off your net, okay? And lending... We look at government's your gross, stupid. Which basically
both
means
both sides. Dumb. Sorry.
Yep. No, so when we look at this, we're like, hey, you can afford, but you're the one that says, hey, this is the payment I can afford. This is how much I can afford. Because you have to do something like a budget. You have to know what you're bringing home and how much you can spend per month. That means that's counting your DoorDash shit, your hot tea, latte,
your important thing like your electricity, your oil, your car insurance, your shaved head. Look, sometimes if you can't afford it, you got to find a new razor. Yeah. Shane can afford it. Maybe I couldn't this week.
I'm going to tell you right now, the best thing I ever did was I used to use that, the shaving club and everything. Well, I got rid from that, and I went to the old school, like, razor, like grandpa dudes, or the thin blade. I use those things. The prices are great. And
you look much prettier than I do. I'm still in the COVID basically. Phase.
I you're still
once
you're,
a month.
You're waiting
go,
for COVID to come back,
deer,
so you don't.
Deer. I look pretty. Frank the Barber. If you're ever in Falmouth, go see Frank the Barber. He's got some good jokes. You know, I think the biggest thing right now, too, out there is affordability. And we've kind of discussed that a bit of, hey, if you get in the house now, be it with a co-signer, be it with buying with a friend, there's no better time to buy than today.
Yeah.
Historically, every time when we say that, because prices go up. Yep. So I'll give an example. I had somebody that closed in September. Yeah. They've been with me three years. They close on their house in September. We all hear this whole, you know, marry the home, date the rate. And I'm like, this is stupid. But here's a real case. They closed with me at 7.5% in September. We just closed their refinance 2 days ago at 6.5%. They saved over $450 a month. Their price value went up 10 grand in 4 months. The other thing is, when I posted this, I had five lenders go, well, you must have worked for free, this, that. I'm like, no, we sell directly to Fannie and Freddie. We care about our clients. It's all about our clients. Yep. And that's what we do. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah. We're not doing loans to do loans. I mean, even when rates were really low, I had clients that were like, hey, should I refinance? I'm like, yeah, you know, they
you gotta
low,
do a
low
break
low
even
amount.
Now.
Like,
it doesn't make sense for
you're
everybody.
You're going to save $50 a month. Yeah, you're going to save $50 a month. And you're paying extra every month already. You're paying this home off faster. I go, we did the math. I'm like,
but that's
it
the
makes
key,
me
though,
money.
Shane,
that's
every
not
situation
who I give a shit about.
Different. Where my loan size was for this person, their break even was 7 months. 7 months. It made sense.
Yep.
Your break even may be 2 years.
That's huge.
It doesn't.
Like 36 months. Yeah. It's usually like a 24, 36 month time frame.
So the case is, what I'm hearing here is, you know what? Is it the right time to buy? Yes. Is the purple unicorn again, what gets in your head and messes you up, because we all have it, is down payment. That's a huge issue. We've gone over it. How do I buy a house on my income? How do I get creative? How do I get co-signers? Here's the difference of coming to professionals like me and Shane. Again, Shane's licensed in Ohio, I'm Mass, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Ohio. But Ed, Shane, what if we got somebody in North Carolina? Where did you say, brother?
I do Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. I forgot about that.
I also do Michigan. I know it's that state that looks like a mitt. It looks like that. Here's how you know if a person's from Michigan, by the way.
I forgot about how cold it is.
I'm from here.
And how short.
Yeah, because that's how Michigan.
But that's a different story.
Yeah, yeah.
So the reality is, can we get you a loan officer in Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina? Absolutely. So we've kind of covered that. One thing I'd love people to post below are questions that they want answered. After watching this podcast, post below, Shane, you want answered. Maybe it's what kind of cigar, what kind of drink. Ed, I heard this about mortgages in Massachusetts, or this, I want to buy in New Zealand. Whatever. Post below. We're about 20 minutes into this podcast. What do we want to hit on next, my brother?
Yep. I'll tell you what. One of the things that I just read an article. And I skim. I look at the bold prints, and then I kind of half print, read everything else. So a lot of people have talked about Dave Ramsey. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to put it this is Shane's opinion. Dave Ramsey has a great radio show that doesn't know fucking shit. I'm sorry. Telling people, well, don't buy a house if you have a lot of debt. Don't buy a house. Well, okay, one, if they have a lot of debt, they might not even qualify for a house, okay? But if they can qualify, then, and they have the money to put down, or maybe even do a grant program where they don't have to put money down, they can use that money to pay off part of some debt, it's probably going to be cheaper than renting. Because you're telling them, well, you want to put 20% down and you want to do a 15-year. Well, guess what? 15-year rates, they fucking suck right now. They are higher than 30-year rates. So why would you put somebody in a bad situation? Here's an idea. Do a 30-year rate. Pay the 15-year payment that we give you.
And I love what you're saying quicker. Because you've got flexibility.
But don't listen to some so-called radio show DJ.
You've got flexibility when you take the 30-year when you can take one extra principal and interest payment per year. You're going to pay it off in 23 years. And the thing against him and everybody else is, what's the biggest wealth maker in this country? It's owning home ownership. If you look at 30-year wealth on somebody that owned a house versus rented, it's like 12 to 20 times different. Some analysis said it was 40 times different. So be careful of the pundits.
Now, this guy has a radio show. Yeah, look, I'm not saying some of the stuff he doesn't say is not accurate, but you need to take it for a grain of salt. Take it for somebody who actually works in the industry, not just posts that has $1 million and says, well, you just put the money down. You just pay it off. Okay, well, you waited 5 years because you listened to Dave Ramsey, and the house that you wanted to buy for $200,000, now they're asking $275,000. Who just got screwed? You did. Thanks, Dave. You know, so just when you're buying a house, at the end of the day, if you talk to a professional, Ed and me, for example, we'll explain stuff to you. We're just going to... you're the one that's going to make the payment. I will never make your house payment. So you're the one that's got to sit there and go, okay, we bring home X. We can afford this. We spend money on this, this, and this. This is how much we have left. You need to have some type of extra money for savings. But at the end of the day, you got to do something. You have to look at your budget.
You qualify for X. That doesn't mean where you're going to sleep at night. So let's figure out where you're going to sleep at night, what that number is, what you qualify for. Well, for some people, where they're going to sleep at night, it's a cardboard box. So we got to figure out between and where they can be. I've had plenty of people that can quote unquote afford, because we're doing through gross, $6,000 a month, but they're comfortable with two. Well, $2,000 a month in my state ain't getting them anything. So we get them to $3,500 or whatever the number is, but we educate them. Hey, you're in the greatest shape of the world. You got no debt, great income.
Yep.
Now, what can you sleep at night at? What are your other things? So let's go into something personal, because it's enough on mortgages.
We don't want you.
I'm going to let you talk about CrossFit. CrossFit, your video. You got.
You know, it's CrossFit's great. You just, at a 53, I'm 53 right now, and it's better. There's nothing better than go in there. Beat the hell out of my body, kind of just say, why am I doing this every day? You know, cuss my builder out for putting steps in my house.
I saw you squatting or doing something nothing about weights.
Oh, yeah, I was doing some snatches. Yeah, I had the gym that I filmed me because I didn't have my, I left my own my workout gear at home. So I just had my slide on Olakai shoes. And what's nice about these shoes is the back's fold in, or you can go sport mode and pull them out. Well, I put them sport mode.
How much weight were you jerking around
some,
that day?
Some.
It looked big.
Oh,
you,
that was that was not much. It was, I think that was only like 65 pounds. No, it's just because they have big weights. Yeah, no, it was 65 pounds. But you had to do 25 of them, so it's still, you know, when you're doing multiple sets like that.
So the great thing is you get a mortgage professional that cares about his health and shape, or you get a guy like me who wants to go fishing. There's a word for me. It's called fangry. Yeah. Some people get hangry. I get fangry. That means I haven't fished, and I'm pissed off. So right now I can do a little bit of trout fishing, but the water's still cold. But you know what? Before you know it, May 1st. May 1st is like Christmas for me because the Attitude of Gratitude, my boat, goes in the water. It kisses the ocean, which makes me happy. So at the end of the day, your mortgage questions can come from Bald and Beautiful or Bald and Hairy, but we're here to answer them.
Yep.
Between us, we've got almost 50 years experience,
yep.
Ton of Google and Zillow references. I don't care they're 5 stars. I don't care how many they are. I care that you read what they say. And what they'll say is, Shane made me and my wife not jump out the window. Shane calmed me down. Shane didn't let my realtor bully me because he didn't care if the realtor worked with him again or not, because he cared about me, the client. Ed listened to everything. Ed set expectations. Yep. Ed had Brian, who's my associate, make sure everything was wonderful. And I think that's the key for people. You know what? We're loving this podcast. This is podcast number 2 for the Mortgage Dudes. Next one. I want each of us to bring a cigar. I can't smoke it where I am. You'll find a way. But
I can't smoke it in the office. I want to discuss
our different types of cigars.
The wife gets mad.
If anybody wants crushes on cigars, post below. Fishing, post below. Or CrossFit with Mr. Ball Muscles. Cross below. How do you not get hurt at CrossFit?
Yeah.
I get hurt. I don't know.
I you know how you not get hurt? You realize you're old and you're like, I'm not lifting that much. So that's I have a surprise for you, Ed. I didn't when I sent you like the I wanted to surprise you on this one. This one is gonna be good. Okay. So and I want you to think about this. You don't have to I don't want you to answer now, because I want you to think about the next episode and I'll tell you mine. It was your most embarrassing moment, lending moment. So mine was real simple. I'm in the office, I'm working, I had a client come in, and generally it's the thing, you come in, how you doing, you shake their hand, no big deal. I did that, and as soon as I put my hand out, he put his hand out. Well, his hand is he's got a prosthetic hand, and I'm like, oh, hey, and I fucking shake the hand.
Shake the hand off, right?
I'm like, oh, you lost your. I didn't know what am I supposed to do? Pull the fucking thing back and go like, no, give me your other hand. Give me your real hand. So, he was funnier than hell. He actually is like on the transplant list to have a new hand. I'm like, what do they do? We sat there probably for like 30 minutes talking about it. They give me a baby hand? Are they?
If this gets through, this is all training. This is a Maloney. This is great.
But it was awesome, though. The guy was amazing. But it was just like, I was like so embarrassed. I'm like, it was an instant reaction. So I just grabbed the prosthetic hand.
I'm going to have to give some thought for the next one.
Great,
I think it's time for parting shots. So what is your parting shot for today?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to give mine, and then we're going to kiss off.
Honestly, the biggest thing is I want to hear what other, realtors, because they have service. I want you guys to send me an ad, send it to mortgagedudes@callequity.net. I want to hear your story of what your most embarrassing thing. We won't put your name unless you want us to, but I want to hear what you have to say. Shit like that, I think, is hilarious. I mean, because we're human, obviously. We make mistakes. And I just think, that's funny. So that's what I want.
So my parting shot is simply this. Stop listening to the media. It is not necessarily a good or bad time to buy. It's individual. Your individual situation. The first thing to do is get your head out of the sand, get your head out of fear, and have a conversation. Because with time and a plan, anyone can attain home ownership. Make a phone call. If you've got an uncle or a cousin in the business, call them. If not, we could be your uncle or cousin. Bald is beautiful. That is basically it. If you need anything,
I'll be your uncle.
Call either one of us. There'll be something from compliance or whatever. If you're ever on Cape Cod, I know what lobster is. I also know what crabs are. Oh, be careful there. And I know what beer is. So, signing off, Ed Maloney, Shane. Shane, have a great day. And by the way, Shane, you dressed very nicely.
You too, buddy.
My kids would say I dress like a hobo again. Thanks for showing me up.
Yeah. I know. We go to our closings and I dressed up and everything. But hey, everybody, if you you like this, we hope you do because we're having fun doing it. Please subscribe to the podcast. You can follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Stop. All that fancy Stop. Whatever, you know, just below and subscribe. You know, that way you get the updates. But we definitely want to hear from you. We want to hear your questions. Again, it's mortgagedudes@callequity.net.
See you soon.
Everybody, have a great day. Ed, I'll talk to you later, my friend.
Conventional loan with a 20% down payment, loan amount $280,000 with a 7% fixed interest rate, 7.060% APR for 30 years equals $1,862.85 monthly payment. Conventional loan with a 3% down payment, loan amount $242,500 with a 7% fixed interest rate, 7.331% APR for 30 years equals $1,685.05 monthly payment. Conventional loan with a 5% down payment, loan amount $237,500 with a 6.5 fixed interest rate, 6.767% APR for 30 years equals $1,550.64 monthly payment. Purchase price $1,150,000 with a $425,000 down payment. Loan amount $725,000, fixed APR 7.427 for 30 years equals $5,007.39 monthly payment. Loan amount $725,000, fixed APR 6.564% for 30 years equals $4,582.49 monthly payment. Conventional loan with a 20% down payment, loan amount $200,000 with a 6.875% fixed interest rate, 6.958% APR for 30 years equals $1,313.86 monthly payment. Conventional loan with a 20% down payment, loan amount $200,000 with a 6.875% fixed interest rate, 7.081% APR for 15 years equals $1,783.71 monthly payment. For all scenarios, payment is principal and interest based on a 790 credit score, does not include amounts for taxes and home insurance premiums. The actual payment obligation will be greater. Final approval subject to credit review. This is not a commitment to lend. Loan program example is for educational, illustrative purposes only.